Well, round and round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. We had a very active market since we've been so dull the last 2 weeks, and some folks would say for the last 4 weeks. But basically 100, 200 point trading all day, closes up 200 points or so. And that was just the order of the business for the week, and it all happened today, as a matter of fact. Now, it has been a very dull 2 weeks. And again, as I indicated, some people say it's been duller dull for a long time, but particularly the last 2 weeks. And we had begun to speak in terms of this market is just not moving, and it's, the more we see this, sooner or later, we're getting ready to pop out of it. Now, we still don't know if it's going higher or lower. Certainly, at week's end, we went December hovering 67 cents. We got to have a firm close above 67.5, and we got a very solid close at 67.51. That's going to be firm enough to claim 67.5. Not just sure about that yet, but it looks pretty good. That support level is still down 61, 62 cents. Trading range is still very much in place, though we are kind of hammering the top end now, and that's certainly that's what we're looking to see. And fundamentally supporting this, we've still seen export sales continue to grow, and we've got international mills just looking for immediate delivery of cotton. So the market's pleading to go up, but we still may need Mother Nature to signal a couple more weather problems here, there, or yonder before we can say we are higher. The U.S. export shipments, as I indicated, they just continue to grow. We're basically now, we have sold or committed to sell 11.5 million bales. Of course, the USDA export figure is only 10.7 million bales, so selling 11.5, I think it almost guarantees us a shipment of 11.0 even as a minimum. And more and more folks are beginning to buy into 11.1 or 11.2 million bales. Texas is looking at only 5.3 million acres. We look around at different states, different areas. The Delta states itself has only some, actually less than 900,000 acres in those states, those five states. Looking around the world, the Indian monsoon still is very inactive. We're getting some very heavy rains on the coastlines, but they're not getting to the interior where the cropland is. Additionally, we're beginning to see that that the problems that we've seen in China with respect to cold, the wet, are still there. Of course, we've seen that throughout much of the U.S. this year. It's behind us now, but we have seen that. 76 cents looks a whole lot better on this market now, but there continues to be a potential for a large U.S. crop out there. But at the same time, it's just coming off a limited number of acres. I like the idea of doing some hedging around 67 cents. I think it's time again. We did some at 66 with 67.5 now. I think we ought to do a little bit more. I do feel like this market's going higher, but you certainly don't want to get caught holding it back. So good luck and have a good week and have a good cotton week.
From cotton fields to cotton fashions, cotton board producers and importers represent the major forces driving cotton's global supply chain. Cotton board importers represent U.S. textile mills, brands, and retailers who import cotton products. Cotton board producers represent U.S. upland cotton growers, and together these experts combine their unique experience and insight to collaboratively guide the Cotton Research and Promotion Program. The Cotton Board, importers and producers investing today in cotton's tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Glystar Gold is a uniquely formulated glyphosate herbicide made in America by an American farmer. Glystar Gold is specifically designed for use on Roundup Ready and Flex cotton. Glystar Gold's proprietary surfactant forms a gel-like hydration sheath on spray droplets to retain moisture for maximum absorption by the plant. Glystar Gold's pre-balanced formula is ideal for dry climates and is a flexible tank mix partner. Contact your chemical dealer to learn how Glystar Gold will fit your farming practices better than more common glyphosate formulations. Glystar Gold, made in America by an American farmer.